Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Barbara Rembisa is here. Barbara's back. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She's the president and CEO of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers. And that's an organization that is devoted to helping you, small business owners, manage your digital assets and that reside on your digital technology, your digital gear. And I know you see the gear in front of you, and I know you create stuff that's inside of that. You write letters and you generate proposals and you develop programs. You manage your accounting and you do all that stuff. But you just think it's just stuff. You don't think it's your intellectual property, but it is. And so what Barbara does, Barbara, you guys help people realize that the digital technology and the digital assets inside of it have got to be managed as separately and together. Tell us about it.
Correctly. If you're not managing your technology, you're not managing your business. Because if you don't have your technology, in today's world, you're not going to have a business. There's not a business out there that would survive without the technology. And I think 2020 has really shown us that, especially with the move to work at home. Mm-hmm. A lot of businesses had to scramble to get their people ready for work at home. And it was a challenge for businesses to be able to do that. And then not only the work at home, then securing all their data and securing all their technology for that work at home. So a lot of companies didn't know what to do and how to protect that data and how to make that move and that transition to securing everything that they had.
Sending everybody home really exposed a lot of companies, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of companies were not ready for it. And it showed that, you know, just how we weren't ready and how we weren't managing our technology. And we stepped up back in March and we gave away over 500 trainings, on the mobile asset management course that we offer to help companies be able to do that to small businesses and help them with that transition because you know, if they would have been exposed, you know, we talk a lot about small businesses being the backbone to the U.S. economy, to the world economy. And, you know, if they weren't able to step up, it would have really hurt the world economy. Yep. And we stepped up, and that's what kept the economy going.
Well, that's exactly right. Tell us about those programs. Give us an example of what some of the training would be about.
So we have seven different certification trainings that is recognized worldwide. We have our software asset management training course, our hardware, our process, which is our IT asset management course. Then we go into our mobile, our security, our ITAD.
How would this benefit a small business owner? As you know, when you ask most small business owners, who's your IT professional? They'll say you're talking to her or him. So as you're talking to one of those small business owners / IT managers, how would you tell them to take advantage of your programs?
So you know, you got to start today. You know, you got to know what you have, who's using it, how it's being used. You got to understand what contracts you have, what they say. So I'd start very simply. You know, our most popular is our CSAM course with our software asset management course. You know, so
what will they learn when they take that?
How to manage the software on their company. That's their biggest risk. That's where they spend the most money.
How to manage it, you mean how to get the most out of it or how to protect it?
What type of software they have, what type of contracts they have, how they can use those licenses. That's where a lot of small businesses, you know, that's intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not using those licenses correctly, you know, they could be exposed to an audit. They could have mm-hmm. audit risk. They could be overbuying.
What would they be doing that would breach that license? What would be an example of what someone would do to breach the license?
Putting it on too many computers, not using
having three licenses in the package and putting it on six computers.
Yeah, that would be a simple way. Mm-hmm. Another way would be buying a computer with it already installed on an OEM.
Right.
Getting rid of that computer and thinking you could reuse that license.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a simple mistake. Or not keeping the documentation correctly.
Mm-hmm. And most people, don't even think that this is an issue. I mean, most people don't even realize. Most people who have, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 people who have violated a license don't even know that they did anything wrong. They wouldn't have done it if they'd known it was wrong. They wouldn't have done it because they're good people. But they didn't know that it was the wrong thing to do. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. Our first campaign at ICAM was educate, don't litigate compliance.
Mm-hmm.
If we educate the small business owner, And tell them the right thing to do, 99 out of 100 want to do the right thing. And that's where we came out with our education program.
And before you educated them, 99 out of 100, when they saw license, that meant nothing to them. They just
correct,
thought, well, that's just.
Because the license agreement really.
Go ahead.
It doesn't spell out exactly what they need to do.
Doesn't the industry need to have a little summary of what the license means in the very beginning? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen it where it says, okay, there's 16 pages of this license agreement, but here's what the essence of it is, and here's how you need to comply. What do you think, Barbara?
That would be great, but it's up to the software companies.
But they don't do it, do they? They don't do that, do they?
No, no.
But that's what your programs
do. There's really no.
But that's what your programs, your training programs do that, right?
Yeah, it helps us understand what's in the license and how to interpret the license.
Folks, you need to know about these things, and especially with the more licenses, cloud licenses, technology that's in the cloud, you got to keep up with this. I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Rembisa, ITAM.org, right? Barbara, ITAM.org, I think, is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.